Now, Governor Tony Evers was in Brown County last Wednesday talking about the importance of safe, reliable ways to get from point A to point B. He announced the awarding of roughly $75 million in 152 grants for projects around the state that would facilitate multiple modes of transportation. That list of projects includes $1 million going to improvements to the Howard-Suamico area.
The grant we're announcing today will be used to widen and improve Lineville Road and add sidewalks, bike lanes, and controlled pedestrian crossing. This will not only alleviate rush hour traffic and congestion, but and keep drivers safe, but it'll also help our kids and our parents and their parents get to school and home safely every single day.
Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss responded to the announcement of the grants with frustration that the governor wasn't using the money the way he and his colleagues had intended. In a statement, Voss said, quote, "It's disappointing that 100% of the money isn't going to local roads as intended. Instead, millions of dollars are being diverted to bike paths and buses, with fewer dollars available to help crumbling roads." Dan Federle is executive director of the Wisconsin County Highway Association. He's a registered professional engineer and land surveyor and served as highway commissioner for the St. Croix County Highway Department from 1990 to 2003. Dan, welcome back to Central Time.
Very good. Thank you for the opportunity.
Well, we've been hearing about this $75 million grant program passed by the legislature, and now the winners have been announced. But can you put it in perspective for us? $75 million sounds like a lot of money. How does it fit in terms of how much we spend overall on roads in the state?
Well, it does sound like a lot of money, but in total, it's a small percentage of the overall expenditure when we include the state highways, county highways, town roads, both state and federal funds and local funds. And it's also a small percentage of the needs on the system, as demonstrated by this grant process in itself. $75 million is certainly welcome. It certainly will be put to good use on the local system. But given that we had something in excess of $1.4 billion in applications, and those were just applications, that doesn't even identify all the needs on the system, you can see that the $75 million is just a small percentage of the actual needs that we have on the local system in Wisconsin.
Now, getting a little technical in where funding comes from, this $75 million was from our general budget, as I understand it, and please correct me if I'm wrong. Most of our money comes from a separate transportation spending pocket that is separate from the state budget. Do I have that right?
Yeah, it comes out of the transportation fund that is funded largely with gas tax registration fees. And then also it comes from the federal government in terms of the federal gas tax that people pay at the pumps when they fill up.
Now, we heard on our Facebook page, Alan wrote, "Local governments by law are responsible for at least 70% of the funding. In my opinion, we should not depend on state or federal funding, but find ways to fund more locally." How do we divide the funding up between that local government, a county government, versus what the state puts in?
Well, generally speaking, the local governments, that's property tax. And, you know, in Wisconsin, we also have a need, an obligation, if you will, to address the property tax and how we can keep that as sustainable as well as reasonable and affordable for our people in the state. And so subsequently, when we look at local funding, there's a few options short of property tax, wheels tax, things of that nature that allow the locals to generate those funds locally. Having said that, for the most part, you're going to see the majority, whether it's at the town or county level, the majority of their funding, or at least a significant portion of their funding, does come locally and is generated through property tax revenues. In some cases, you'll find that the counties have implemented a wheel tax that's gotten more attention here over the last 4 or 5 years, and there's been more counties that have opted for that choice. But those are the limited resources available to the county at the local level.
And you mentioned this hunger for these grants, a lot more applications than could be met by the $75 million grant program. Are local governments around the state feeling a shortfall in trying to keep up their local roads and other transportation infrastructure?
Absolutely, without question. It's not something that has occurred just recently. It's been a long-term dilemma that local governments have faced. I've referred to several times the Wisconsin County Highway Association surveyed our counties, and we talked about the life cycle of a road. And in typical reconstruction of a county highway, you should be looking at a 50-year life cycle. That road should last you 50 years for every road you rebuild. In our survey, the actual amount of roads being rebuilt, not what they projected, not what they planned, but actually was done in the last 5 years, puts that cycle at closer to 150 years. So it's just simply a lack of resources to address the need and the increasing needs on the system.
Talking to Dan Federle with the Wisconsin County Highway Association about transportation spending in Wisconsin, a new $75 million grant program. The winners were just announced. That's just one piece of what goes into roads and other infrastructure in the state. Dan, how do we get there? How do we get to that place where we're so far behind, apparently, at the local transportation spending level?
We need to focus on what can be a long-term sustainable revenue source for transportation. We've looked at numerous studies, numerous options. We can talk about all kinds of different options, but we need to engage in the dialogue to get us to a place where our revenue for transportation lines up with our uses and how we use transportation today. And then the next thing we need to do is, once we have that dialogue and we go forward with a option or combination of options to generate the needed revenue, then we need to also look at innovation. The Wisconsin County Highway Association has been a leader in the nation in terms of Everyday Counts, a federal highway initiative to try innovation on a number of different areas. And we have incorporated that into our county roads, our county construction, our county crews, so that we can ensure the taxpayers in Wisconsin that once we do achieve a long-term sustainable revenue source that addresses the needs of the system and how we use our transportation system, that we're providing the best bang for the buck in terms of innovation and how we use those funds as well.
I mentioned concern from Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and some other Republicans that not all of this grant money ended up going to just roads. About 20 of the 150 or so projects actually for a combo project, bikes, pedestrian, cars involved in it. Is that a concern you have?
No, that's not. What that does is breaks down largely along political dialogue as opposed to practical dialogue. In today's environment, transportation in Wisconsin is multimodal by every respect. And so subsequently, the needs on the system are multimodal as well. Where the County Highway Association, in a traditional sense, would be considered the road guys, if you will, our commissioners are very well versed in the idea that we have to address each of the modes of transportation in order to generate both the efficiencies and the innovative efforts so that we can make sure that we're getting the biggest bang for the buck. So in other words, by addressing bicycle lanes, bike ped lanes, that can help us in areas in terms of congestion and how we move people. And subsequently, on the overall basis, we're doing the best for transportation in Wisconsin. And so that's bikes versus roads versus transit is purely a political dialogue as opposed to a practical dialogue.
Dan Federle is with us from the Wisconsin County Highway Association, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you see as the biggest need in your part of the state when it comes to transportation funding? What problems do you see? What opportunities? What new things would you like to see? Or is it all about maintaining what's there already where you are? Do you know if you got one of these transportation grants through this multimodal local supplement program? It's called. Love to hear about your local project. Magic wand in your hand. What would you change when it comes to roads, bike paths, mass transit, personal transit in your area? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation, maybe hear from you, coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Verrett. We continue our conversation about local transportation grants and spending on roads and other transportation infrastructure in Wisconsin. We've got with us the Wisconsin County Highway Association Executive Director, Dan Federle. And you could join in at 800-642-1234. What do you need in your part of the state when it comes to transportation? What do you want to see more of, less of? Do you need maintenance? Is there some maintenance that's overdue in your part of the state? Do you work in local government? What are you seeing in your budget? Call 800-642-1234. We'll go to your calls now. Jen is with us in Williams Bay. Jen, hello.
Hi.
What do you want to tell us about, Jen?
I'm really happy you're talking about this. We in Williams Bay, we got one of the grants, and I'm really grateful for a shared bike pedestrian walkway that he was talking about just a minute ago.
Yeah, what was? Tell us about that project, and what do you see as the need for that there, Jen?
Well, it's a country road, and we put a school out there, so the traffic increased like crazy out there. So it made the road really dangerous for pedestrians. And it's been 3 years in the making that we've been trying to do this project, and applying for the grant and actually getting some of the funding towards it really helps to push it through. I'm on the village board, and it's not a popular topic to try and get approved. People on the board want to support roads and infrastructure and, you know, upgrading sewers. They don't automatically want to build in a bike lane or build in a, you know, a pedestrian pathway. Seems like that's extra for them, and they want to focus on the roads and car traffic more than, you know, putting things out there for pedestrians.
And Jen, you said this is by a school.
Yeah, we've expanded the existing high school to put in the new elementary school out there. So,
Jen, thanks a lot for sharing that with us. Jen, so Dan, it sounds like, I mean, if you're driving there, that's going to make life easier for you if there is a separate pedestrian bike lane.
That's correct. Jen hit on exactly the point that we talk about in terms of use of the roadway. There's multi-use in Wisconsin. Wisconsin, just by our geography or the nature of where we're at, we have to facilitate transportation in a lot of different areas. And so subsequently, the use of funds to help facilitate bike and pedestrian use is something that helps in terms of the highways. Although it may not be funding a road, it is still helping offset the costs that would be imperative in terms of safety and how we design that road in the future with the increased bike pedestrian traffic.
Jen, thanks a lot for that call. We'll go to Jimmy now in Valley Junction. Jimmy, hello.
Good afternoon. Yeah, I don't think the grant thing is a way to... That's not a very fair way to fund it. It sounds like you have to, like, win a contest in order to get your roads fixed. I think the sales tax is really the way to go, because no matter what happens, whether you order online or something's delivered, it's got to come down your road, either FedEx or UPS or other delivery. And so it's having an impact on your roads. So they should have a sales tax dedicated to transportation. And I'll take my comments off the air.
Jimmy, thanks for the call. The idea there, yeah, sales tax to help the roads, Dan.
Yeah, Jimmy, hits the nail on the head there. That's what I talk about in terms of long-term sustainable revenue sources and how we need to look at alternatives that are more commensurate with how we use our system. He points out exactly the point. A great deal of online purchasing, packages being delivered, road use. We need the roads to get the packages there. Let's look at how we tie that together with a long-term sustainable revenue source. And that's not the only solution, but it becomes one of a menu of options that we need to look at in terms of funding the transportation system.
Let's go back to our callers now. Dom is with us in Madison. Dom, hello.
Hi. Yeah, I was just driving from Richmond Center back to Madison, and road maintenance is definitely a high priority. But a couple other things, there's a lot of development around Madison, north of Madison, where the farmland's being turned into communities, and I don't see the roads being keeping up with that. And then the third quick point is I would really love to have a train, a passenger train that goes from Madison to Milwaukee to Chicago to the Twin Cities and stop using the roads when they don't need to be used.
Dom, thanks a lot for that call. Check out the WPR podcast Derailed to hear more about passenger rails rise and fall that might have done that. But Dan, that idea that Dom said that, hey, we might have communities springing up in a suburban area and the roads don't keep up with it. Is that something you see happening?
Yep, that's a ramification of the limited resources at the local level in terms of generating the needed revenue. And so subsequently, the development, if you will, if we want to call that in a broadest sense development, happens faster than our ability to generate the revenue. And so subsequently, the roads lag behind as one of the main items that needs to be upgraded. In terms of the passenger train, I would just point out that currently there is the Hiawatha, and it is one of the most successful passenger routes in the nation right now in terms of ridership and funding.
Dom, thanks for that call. Let's go back to our callers now. Marvin is with us in Judah. Marvin, hello.
Hi. I'd like to speak about the funding highway repair. And right now, we've got a significant number of electric vehicles out here and very high fuel efficient vehicles. And it seems to me like they're not paying their proper use. They're not, some of them are paying almost no gas taxes. If we were to charge a mileage use, depending on how far a person drives per year, and tax them on that, I think we would fuel would fund our roads just a little better, and we're going to have a lot more electric vehicles in the future, is my understanding.
Marvin, thanks a lot for that call. Is that a concern, Dan, if we're having a gallon, per gallon tax on gas to pay for our roads, and cars are more fuel efficient and use little or even no gas? Is that part of our funding trouble?
Yeah, absolutely. Your listeners are hitting on each of the points when we talk about that long-term prospect and the need to address how we generate revenue in relationship to how we use the system. Certainly, a vehicle mile traveled, VMTs as they call it, is a one of the options that we've looked at as well, and we continue to look at. I believe personally that that's one of the better options, because as a VMT, you can adjust that based on what kind of vehicle it is. Heavy trucks, possibly they pay more, and then you start to address the hybrids, the electric vehicles, and so subsequently, from a fairness standpoint, everybody begins to pay towards the system in a fairer manner, if you will.
Thanks a lot for that call, Marvin. We're talking to Dan Federle from the Wisconsin County Highways Association. We are looking at the state of transportation infrastructure in Wisconsin and what goes into paying for it. I want to go back to our Ideas Network Facebook page comments. Janelle wrote, fill the potholes and make sure chunks don't fall from the bridges. Janelle, looking for the basics here. Do we have a sense of just the overall condition, Dan, of our roads and bridges in the state?
Well, as of recent studies, the system has shown a decline from, say, 10 years ago. That decline is relative specific to the lack of funding or the lack of our ability to address a long-term sustainable revenue source. But I would say that as we work towards the programs that we're talking about today with the multimodal supplement program, and as we continue to work on innovative efforts on how we make the best use of those funds, we can begin to work on addressing the condition of the system. The decline of the system didn't happen overnight or in one term or two terms. It happened over a period of time. And so subsequently, our ability to address that decline will be over a period of time as well.
Time for one more caller. Patricia is on the line in Spring Green. Patricia, hello.
Hi. Yes, I wanted to comment on pick up on one of the earlier callers' comments about the importance of multimodal and particularly rail. And one thing is the link between economic development and the fact that so many small communities in Wisconsin are losing population. And yes, they can't be brought closer to a city, but in a way, a train could ensure that People in smaller communities could get to jobs in larger cities and back home, and then that seniors could stay in their communities because they'd have transportation even after they don't drive. So just wondering, I know the state...
Patricia, I'm going to jump in. We just have a few moments left. Dan, in our last 30, 40 seconds or so, the link between that kind of transportation and our economic development.
Well, I think that's a key point. I think that's the whole idea of multimodal and how we address transportation in the state. We need to address all the areas. We can't focus on one versus the other, certainly. We cannot pit one mode against another mode. We need to address the needs of the citizens and how we move transportation throughout the state, whether it be elderly, whether it be electric, whether it be freight movements, whether it be passenger rail, whether it be bike ped. It all has to work uniformly in order to achieve the best system that we can achieve.
Patricia, thanks for the call. And Dan, thanks for joining us today.
Very good. I appreciate the opportunity very much. Thank you.
That's Dan Federle, Executive Director of the Wisconsin County Highway Association. We talked to him today about the $75 million in local transportation grants announced by Governor Evers last week.